Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Welcome back to the Earn Your Happy podcast. And you guys, if you are feeling isolated, if you're feeling like you don't have a tribe of women, like-minded people to really help you transcend from where you are right now into the person that you know you are being called to be, or maybe you're getting that soul calling and you're not quite answering it yet, and it's turning more into a scream and it's starting to make you feel even more awful than the thought of facing the fear around doing that actual thing. If you're in any of these positions, you have to join me this year at The Bliss Project. It is March 2nd through the 4th in Newport Beach, California, and it is going to be a life-changing weekend. If you've been wanting to bust through your fears and really meet a like-minded tribe of people, this is exactly where you must be. If you're feeling called to this, I want you to go check it out at theblissproject.info right now. It's also in the show notes. And who is this event for? You guys, I really want to get clear on if you're feeling called to it. I want to make sure that you know what is going to go on there. So if you have always had a desire to do something big, but you've always been afraid to follow through, if you feel like you don't have the tools or the expertise to take the next step, if you wish you had that tribe of supportive people, if you're ready to take that next step into the next level, but you have no idea what that's even supposed to look like, or if you just want to feel more fully alive each day, and this is absolutely for you if you want a deeper connection and understanding in your relationships, if you want to become more fulfilled in your own job that you have right now and in daily tasks, if you want to know the true desires of your soul, and if you're ready to enjoy the journey just as much as the destination. And truly, if you are feeling called to expand your spiritual connection, we're going to be doing some incredible exercises, meditations. We have some awesome teachers who are going to come in and really give you the space to understand what that feels like for you, because for everyone, it's so different. But to be able to do it together makes you feel even more connected than you've ever felt before. So if you're interested in meditation, if you want to create a solid foundation for all of your goals and dreams to be built on, or if you just need a mental reset, a confidence booster, and to really own your own personal power, you guys, this is the place that you want to be. So there are still some tickets left, but they sell out fast, you guys. And this year will be the best Bliss Project that we've ever done. We have a really amazing team working on it, and we're adding so many more things than we have ever done in prior years, because I know that when I get the opportunity to put epic women into a room, I want magical things there so that you guys can truly have the tools to create your own amazing transformation and experiences. And you guys, what happens there is nothing short of miraculous. So if you're ready to create your transformation, if you're ready to step in, if you're ready to have your tribe, this is where you want to be. And I hope that you join us and that I get to meet you and hug you and see you there. So theblissproject.info. Welcome back to the Earn Your Happy podcast, and it is time for another quickie, because there's always time to fit in inspiration. And I was just talking with a friend, and I was sharing about my recent Costa Rica trip and just how incredibly aware of taking care of the earth they are. They really actually refer to the earth by her name, Mother Earth, Gaia. It's just really beautiful because the people in Costa Rica where we were, and I believe in most of Costa Rica from what I hear, but we were in Nosara, Costa Rica, and so many people there are so incredibly conscious of the earth, what they are putting into the earth, the products that they're using. Everything is all natural. They try to make sure that everybody coming in is using a natural sunscreen, a natural bug spray, is aware not to use plastic bottles and to bring a glass bottle. And also just what garbage are you putting out into the world while you're there, especially because they don't have a really great way of collecting garbage either. And they want you to become really conscious of what you are putting in the trash can, because they are constantly reminding you, even when we checked in, that what goes into the trash can often be consumed by some of the animals, can possibly end up in the ocean, and it can harm the sea life because it just depends on what ends up happening to the trash, right? And where it's going. And are we being really conscious of how we're getting rid of our trash? And it just made me think about living in the US or a lot of other places in the world where we don't even think about where the trash is going and what's happening. And is this actually going to one day pile up somewhere that we can't control? And, you know, the thing that really caught my attention that was so interesting, because I had some gum with me and I would have these gum wrappers and there would be nowhere to throw away my gum wrappers, because a lot of the resorts and places that we were at and the streets do not have trash cans. And I believe it's by design so that you don't want to go use all those different things or throw away your trash, that you're really conscious about what you're using and what you're throwing away. Literally, I could not find a trash can anywhere. So I would have to carry my wrappers or anything else that I had that was trash with me. And I thought, I'm getting really sick of carrying this trash around. And it made me so conscious of what I was picking up and what I was consuming. And I just thought, how crazy that is, that that is so in alignment with life. So when I was talking with my friend, he said, you know, that's so much like life. Like, are you going to take a look at the trash that you are going to consume, because you're going to have to carry it with you? It's tough to process, right? It has to go through a process for you to get rid of it. So if you're not going through that process, are you willing to keep collecting trash? Now, when we use the word trash, it could just be negative energy. It could be, are you buying into that story? Are you consuming that rumor? What are you picking up during the day that you could avoid picking up in the first place so that you don't have to carry it with you? I just thought how beautiful of a lesson that is, to kind of look at what we are feasting on and what we are deciding to grab and consume and carry, because it's not easy to get rid of the negative energy once we decide to consume and carry it, right? It's like we're going to have to try to seek out that trash can. We're going to have to be really conscious about it. We're going to have to make sure that we dispose of it in a more conscious way. And if you're not willing to go through that process and you're not willing to carry the trash with you, knowing that it's going to get heavy, it doesn't feel good, it doesn't feel as awesome as you thought it would, it's definitely something that's weighing on you, why pick it up in the first place? So I know I talked about this with just taking negative bait, right? Like, whether that's your family, whether that's friends, whether that's the television, just don't consume it in the first place. When you see it, you can acknowledge it, you can weigh out you can weigh out the outcome and say, how am I going to feel if I consume that? Or am I going to be able to dispose of this? Or am I going to have to carry it with me all day long? So just an interesting way to look at the different things that we are feeding our mind, feeding our brains, and allowing into our space, just in life in general. because we are making an impact in many, many ways, whether that's the footprint of what we're consuming, which is making me so much more conscious, or whether it is the footprint of what we're consuming and what energy we're putting out into the world, right? So just becoming more conscious of what are we carrying and what are we putting out and what are we throwing away and are we disposing of it in a healthy way, right? Because if we pick up that trash and we go throw it just in any old place, let's just say we share it with friends or we share it with people who aren't conscious and aren't going to process it in a conscious way. So let's say we took some gossip and we just threw it on some other people and that was something that was damaging for someone else because now you did not dispose of that trash that you picked up in a conscious manner. I love analogies because everything in life that is physical, I think really runs parallel in the spiritual. So we can look at things in our world, such as, you know, I love working out and looking at that resistance and seeing how much that applies to the resistance in our own life. And I know that you guys know this and that I talk about that all the time, but how true is that to just become so much more awakened to this idea that what we're living in the physical has so many effects in the spiritual? And just to be a little bit more intentional, I'm not saying you have to go and change everything that you're doing all at once, but what is one small thing, even if it did start with your energy, of what could I decide to not pick up so that I don't have to carry it? And if I do, to be intentional about how I dispose of it and that I dispose of it in the most clean way possible, right? I process it in the most clean way possible and don't give it to people who don't know what to do with it. So you guys, I just want to send you so much love and let you know that I'm so grateful for you. And I would love to hear just what you are going to be more intentional about. You know, I love when you reach out on Insta stories, just to see what's resonating with you, what ideas you have and who you would like to hear from. So thank you guys so much. And until next time, earn your happy. Bye everyone. Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.